All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, we are coming to you from Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria. But before we get to the action tonight, let's look at what happened this weekend on the house shows. Friday Night Moleen, Johnny B. Bad defeated Jimmy Golden. Blacktop Bully defeated Chris Canyon. In a non-title match, the Illinois Tag Team Champions Nightmares defeated the State Patrol. The Rock and Roll RPMs then defeated the Gilbert Brothers. Al Perez defeated Superstar Billy Graham. And then in the main event, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol defeated Big Boss Man. Saturday night in Freeport started off with Italian Stallion defeating the Tennessee Stud Robert Fuller. Iron Mike Sharp defeating Stan Lane. Bradshaw and Razor Ramon in a great match that went almost a time limit, but Bradshaw ends up getting the win. And then in that main event, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert defeated Gentleman Chris Adams in yet another long match that almost went to a time limit draw. All right, so that's this past weekend. What's happening tonight in Peoria? Well, we start off with the Interstate 74 title being on the line with Devin Storm facing off against Tommy Lane. We have the fallout from last week's tag team debacle as Living Legend Larry Zbyszko takes on Beef Stew Lou Marconi. We've got take number 4 for Curtis Thompson and Booker T. We've got the Illinois tag team titles on the line tonight as the Nightmares face off against the Stud Stable. So this is going to be a great night. So let's get right into it. Interstate 74 title on the line. Devin Storm, in his first title defense, chooses Tommy Lane from the RPMs. He figures that the RPM's incessant matches in the round-robin tournament has made him tired, that he might need Mike Davis. But Lane puts up a great match, but Mike Davis gets involved in the match. Davis holds Storm against the ropes. Lane runs against the opposite ropes. Devin moves out of the way. Lane nails his partner with a running knee lift. Devin then rolls Lane up for the pin to retain the title in a time of 8 minutes, 22 seconds. Next match is Special Delivery Jones facing off against Chris Canyon. And Jones and Canyon have a decent match. Jones whips Canyon into the corner. Jones charges the corner, but Canyon moves out of the way and quickly takes over and gets the pin with the flatliner in a time of 6 minutes, 28 seconds. Brian Christopher then faces off against Brooklyn Brawler, and they have a great match. Brawler looks to have the match won, but Sunshine climbs onto the ring apron and distracts Brawler. Brawler and Manning try to get Sunshine off the ring apron. Christopher rolls up Brawler from behind to get the pin in a time of 14 minutes, 15 seconds. All right, last week, the team of Living Legend Larry Zbyszko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi imploded thanks to Zbyszko's irritation with Marconi. Both men asked for this match immediately following their match. I quickly and easily signed this match as we can see what both of these guys can do on their own. Zbyszko quickly takes advantage of the match, getting the pin after a pile driver in 2 minutes, 39 seconds. Your winner is the Living Legend, Larry Zbyszko. After the match, Zbyszko continues to beat up Marconi until Marconi is busted open. Tommy Young seeks to separate them until Zbyszko nails him with a right hand. Zbyszko then turns back to Marconi and applies the Larry Land sleeper. When Marconi is unconscious, Zbyszko finally leaves the ring. There's definitely some bad blood between these two former partners that, again, Percy Pringle must have been the only thing that was able to keep them together. In the fourth time, Curtis Thompson tries to defeat Booker T. He attacks Booker on his way to the ring. Thompson tries to increase his chances by whipping him into the ring steps, but Booker reverses it. Booker takes control of the match from the very beginning. Booker quickly gets the pin after the Harlem Hangover in a time of 3 minutes, 37 seconds. Your winner is, for the fourth time in this gauntlet, Booker T. So yes, next week at Remember Their Legacy, it will be take 5 for Curtis Thompson to defeat Booker T to advance on to the next wrestler in the gauntlet. Rick Martel comes out to the interview desk. Lance Russell talks to him about his actions last week. Martel proclaims himself to be the most gorgeous man in the PWA. Jimmy Garvin wants to proclaim himself to be gorgeous. Martel is the only gorgeous wrestler. He's going to prove it tonight as he plants Garvin's face into the ring post. So we get into that match. Rick the Martel Martel versus gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. And they have a good match. Alexandra tries to keep Martel off balance throughout the match. One time Martel is distracted, Garvin nails him from behind with a knee lift. Martel falls through the ropes to the floor at Alexandra's feet. Garvin takes control outside the ring. Referee Jerry Calhoun stays with the two as they brawl outside. Garvin slams Martel's head into the ring steps. Garvin goes for a brainbuster on the floor, but Martel blocks it. Calhoun tries to break the two apart, but he is knocked into the side of the ring apron as Martel takes Garvin down with a swinging neckbreaker. Alexandra starts to head toward the wrestlers to assess the damage, but Martel gets to his feet first. He backs her around the corner before turning his sights back on Garvin. Martel grabs Garvin's legs and catapults him into the ring post. Calhoun rolls into the ring to begin the count on both men. Martel rolls Garvin into the ring. When Martel rolls in, he gets back to his legs and applies the Boston Crab. Garvin has nowhere to go and must submit in a time of 12 minutes, 16 seconds. After the match, Alexandra climbs into the ring and scratches Martel's eyes with her fingernails. Blinded, Martel releases the hold and rolls out of the ring. Gentleman Chris Adams is waiting for him there. Adams drills Martel with the super kick before rolling into the ring to check on his tag team partner. So your winner is Rick the Model Martel in a time of 12 minutes, 16 seconds. Next match has Mike Jones facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. A quick match between the two Mikes as Sharp takes advantage of a miscue off the top rope to make Jones submit to an abdominal stretch in a time of 3 minutes, 23 seconds. Your winner is Iron Mike Sharp. As this has kind of gone on throughout the spring, and the next match has Bunkhouse Buck facing off against Razor Ramon. Both of these guys have had beef with the now Illinois heavyweight champion, Iceman King Parsons. And now it's left to these two guys to figure out maybe who's going to challenge Iceman next week. Buck and Razor brawl throughout the match. Referee Randy Anderson tries to maintain order, but the match spills to the outside regularly. After 6 minutes, the match stays in the ring. Razor tries to set Buck up for the Razor's edge, but Buck counters it with a double leg takedown. Buck goes for a cover, but his feet are on the middle ropes. Randy Anderson doesn't see it and makes the pinfall count, giving the win to Bunkhouse Buck in a time of 7 minutes, 54 seconds. After the match, Razor complains to Anderson, who says he didn't see anything. Buck celebrates to the boos from the crowd. Razor grabs Buck from behind and nails him with a vicious right hand. As Buck sells the punch, he loads his glove and knocks Razor out with it before leaving the ring. This could be a great storyline in and of itself just between these two. But we move on to a storyline that maybe some of you are probably sick of. And that is the whole squabble that had been with the Nightmares, the Stud Stable, the Rock and Roll RPMs, and the Southern Rockers. Now we're down to just three of them since the Rockers lost at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. But tonight we have the Illinois Tag Team titles on the line, Nightmares facing off against the Stud Stable. Now why? Why, I ask you, would the Nightmares accept a title match a week before their mandatory defense at Remember Their Legacy? Well, the Nightmares, like most champions, want to be seen as fighting champions. Having finished the round-robin tournament in 8th place, they ended up with the titles. The Stud Stable finished the tournament in 7th place, edging out the Nightmares with one less loss. Although the Stud Stable get a title shot next week, they wanted one tonight. As Danny is one of the booking committee, I let him sign the match. So we have the Nightmares facing the Stud Stable 2 weeks in a row for the Illinois Tag Team titles. The match is a fairly even contest between the two teams. During the match, the Rock and Roll RPMs and the Heat Seekers, who finished the tournament second and fourth respectively, make their way down to the ring. They are soon followed by Superstar Billy Graham, Italian Stallion, and the State Patrol. None of the teams make a move to assert themselves into the match. It looks like the entire Illinois Tag Team Division wants to see which team is more likely to be the champions after Remember Their Legacy. Fuller tries to dominate Wayne throughout the match, but Wayne keeps fighting to retain the titles. A miscue where Golden accidentally levels Fuller, allows Wayne to make the tag to Danny. Having been on the apron for more than 10 minutes, Danny is a house of fire against both members of the stud stable. After slamming their heads together, Fuller rolls out of the ring. Danny focuses on Golden. Danny takes him down with a drop toe hold across the middle rope. While Nick Patrick backs Danny away from Golden, Sigmund pulls a chain out of his tights and offers it to Golden. When Golden refuses, Sigmund wraps it around his own fist and nails Golden with it. Danny tags in Wayne. Wayne climbs the turnbuckle as Danny drags Golden away from the ropes. Wayne nails a flying leg drop and covers Golden. Danny keeps Fuller at bay while Nick Patrick makes the pinfall count. Your winners and still Illinois Tag Team Champions are the Nightmares in a time of 15 minutes, 56 seconds. The Nightmares get to keep the titles, but I'm pretty sure that the Heat Seekers are going to insist that their assist is the only way they kept the titles. The Heat Seekers climb into the ring to congratulate the winners. Sigmund still has the chain wrapped around his hand. The State Patrol slide in right behind them. The Heat Seekers and the State Patrol start brawling with each other. The Nightmares leave the ring while Michelle, Graham, and Stallion escort them back to the dressing room. Sigmund levels Parker with the chain while Elliot drills right into the corner with a powerbomb. Neither member of the State Patrol looks to put up much of a fight. The Heat Seekers celebrate their victory in the post-match brawl as the episode ends. Again, the idea with the Heat Seekers and the State Patrol just kind of leaving things there kind of unsettled, I guess, from the Round Robin tournament. But if I remember right, the Heat Seekers handily won their match against the State Patrol. But again, the State Patrol just wants to, especially in the latter rounds of the tournament, wanted to stick their nose into everybody else's business. So we're going to have a match between those two teams, the Heat Seekers and the State Patrol, next week at Remember Their Legacy. So I encourage you to be back for that. As we have, just looking at the card as it's lining up, you've got Take 5 of Curtis Thompson versus Booker T. The Heat Seekers and State Patrol, as I just said. Interstate 74 title on the line with Devin Storm facing, and unfortunately, Eddie had his hands in this, dangerous Doug Gilbert. So, Devin Storm and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International again. Again, you have the rematch from today, although it was signed for next week anyway. Nightmares versus Stud Stable for the Illinois Tag Team titles. You have Iceman King Parsons defending the Illinois Tag Team title again, or heavyweight title, against Farouk of the Acolytes. You've got the Fabulous Ones defending the American Tag Team titles against the Rock and Roll RPMs. Then you would think American Heavyweight title would be the main event for Remember Their Legacy, but no, it's the first of two main events of the night, with Jerry the King Lawler defending the title against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. So both Gilbert brothers, even though they don't have a tag team title coming out of the tournament, they both end up with title matches at Remember Their Legacy. But the second main event, IAW tag team titles on the line. Harlem Heat defending the titles against the Acolytes. But again, with Farouk facing off against Iceman King Parsons for the Illinois heavyweight title, what kind of shape is he going to be in for that main event? Hopefully with the matches in between, there's enough time for him to rest. But you will have to see what happens next week. So I encourage you to be back as we go to our spring supercard. Remember Their Legacy, having a great lineup as we've just run through it. This is Southern Dynamite, the booker and promoter of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America, encouraging you to be back next week.